Geo, your sports station.
McDonald basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to WOGO Sports presentation of McDonald Max Boys Basketball on the road at Stanley Boyd. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Kurt Galvez tonight. Sam Aberley will be running the WOGO live video stream, and Carter Jagger back at the Wogo home base in Halley for our radio audience. Appreciate their support as we get this Western Clover Belt Conference game underway. And Kurt, this is one that McDonald certainly would like to have in terms of the conference standings and getting a season sweep.
Very much. I think Stanley too, Caleb. I mean, this is going to be one of those games that they're looking to take this because if they beat McDonald and then take care of business against Regis, they're moving up probably to that two spot. If we take care of business, we're going to get a little help there and make our way up. So I think it's going to be physical. Big game for us, though. Big game.
McDonald's lost four times in the conference, twice to Regis, twice to Bloomer. We're swept by both of those teams. But when you look at some of these teams within striking distance of the top of the conference, and Stanley, Boyd, and Fall Creek both ahead of McDonald in the standings, McDonald was able to beat both of those teams. The Fall Creek win was on the road. The Stanley Boyd win was at home in Chippewa Falls. And so, again, the task gets tougher when you got to go here on the road to Stanley.
Yes, this is a very tough place to play. Regardless of who they graduate, you come into a football school on a basketball court.
Yeah.
And the crowd's going to be excited for their Orioles. So it's going to be a battle, just like you said, and a tough place to play. See what happens here.
And another big thing as well, too, is the height advantage that Stanley Boyd has. I mean, you look at 6'6", 6'7", and a freshman and a sophomore, they are young, but some very, very talented young men out there for head coach Dakota Nichols in his first year, I believe, at the helm of the Orioles.
Very talented 6'7", sophomore Charlie Hole. We remember his brother. You see the makings. You know, he's slowly getting there, just like his brother was his senior year. Very, very talented, can get rebounds, can get easy buckets. And then you have the freshman 6'6", Josiah Damski. He picks up like 9 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
So if you can let
we'll take a 2-minute break and be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Nichols and then Coach Adam Schilling. 2 minutes back, Geo's Wogo Board.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Pregame here on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. A rematch between the Max and the Orioles of Stanley Boyd. We're here on the road in Stanley with head coach Dakota Nichols. And Coach, McDonald got you the first time around at their place. What needs to be different the second time around for you guys to get the win and even the series?
We just need to take care of the basketball, play a little bit better defense, close out on their shooters. And then just taking care of the basketball, we just had way too many turnovers the first time we played.
When you look at these two teams, not a complete contrast in styles, but they shoot the three a lot. You guys not quite as much. I'm sure you look for it when you can, but what style offensively is going to be something that we see when you're clicking?
Well, we like to play through our bigs. We have a... has really grown a lot, and they're maturing a lot quicker than we thought, which is a great thing for us. Whenever you have two guys above 6'5 that are athletic, it kind of takes your team to a whole new level.
And finally, Coach, what step do you want to see your team take as you're getting into, again, seeding meetings before too long, and of course the postseason when it's one and done? Where do you say, hey, this is the thing that if we do this, we'll be in a good spot come tournament time?
Just taking care of the basketball. We try to make a goal, limit our turnovers to single digits. If we can do that, then we're sitting in a pretty good spot.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to a very competitive game here tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
That's head coach Dakota Nichols of Stanley Boyd. Back after this with Coach Schilling of the Max. McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports.
In-house boat show from February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Max Basketball.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Pregame, live on the road from Stanley Boyd Western Cloverbelt Conference Basketball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, here with McDonald head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, getting into the stretch run here of conference play, what are you saying, hey, we still need to get better at this?
Just, again, our consistency on offense, having certain guys be a little bit more aggressive on offense to make it easier on some of the guys that do some of our scoring. So just trying to get five guys to work together well on offense at the same time, and hopefully that makes things easier for everybody.
It seems to be offensively, knock on wood here, but the turnovers have been manageable at least two. When you're high single digits, low double digits, it feels like you're probably in a good spot there.
Yeah, that's been one thing that we really improved on from last year. I think last year we were around 15 turnovers a game. This year we're down about five, so about 10, I guess, this year. So we are taking care of the ball. I'd like to see us do a better job of getting points off of our opponents' turnovers. So just turning those into points for us will hopefully help us score a little bit better.
You've seen the Stanley Boyd team once already. We're able to beat them on your home floor. It's always harder when you go to someone else's house. So what do you need to do even better this time around? What do you do well that you can build off?
Just looking to get off to a fast start. We don't want to play from behind over here, so hopefully we can get out and run the floor well early in the game and try to get some easy baskets. Defensively, they got some very good size and some good guards around that, so it's tough to really shut them down, but hopefully defensively we can hold them to one shot and get out and run.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
It's head coach Adam Schilling here, McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. It's the Max against the Orioles.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Welcome
Welcome back. WOGO's coverage of McDonald Max basketball here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you. And good to have you with us here on WOGO and the all-new WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Sam Averly, our on-site camera operator. And as we look at this matchup here, it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And Kurt Galvez, what's a key or two here tonight for the McDonald Max to try to sweep the season series?
I think like last time we played them, Caleb, we out-rebounded them. So I think that's got to be number one, out-rebound them, don't allow them second-chance points, and win at the free throw line. Play McDonald defense, create some turnovers, get to the free throw line and beat them there.
It certainly wouldn't hurt if we can knock down our threes tonight, but nothing that you can depend on. But again, McDonald, when you look at the number they've made this year, I think 147 through 19 games, you don't live and die by the three, but it sure is nice when you're cooking.
You don't, and some coaches say you see the three, shoot the three, and I think that's what we do. I hope we make some of those. We'll see what happens.
Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Again, your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Player introductions and tip-off coming up next on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. McDonald being introduced first. We have Cooper Mittermeier, number 3, the 5'11 senior guard. Nathan Hazel, number 22, the 6'3 sophomore forward. Jordan Secor, number 24, the 6'4 senior guard. Carson Galvez, number 33, the 6'4 junior forward. And Cale Holm, number 34, the 5'10 junior guard, the starting five for your McDonald Max. On the other side, for the Stanley Boyd Orioles, number 2, Brenner Myers. He's a sophomore, 5'10. Logan Gray, a 6'2 senior, number 5. Charlie Holt, 6'7, just a sophomore, number 20. Josiah Dembski, 6'6", just a freshman, number 34. And Jackson Gint, the other senior, 5'10", number 0. So two seniors, two sophomores, and a freshman, a young team for a first-year head coach, Dakota Nichols, Kurt.
Yeah, just watch Stanley Boyd run out there, and you see the height. And it's different when you see it in front of you. They got a small advantage here.
Coach Nichols mentioned the pregame. He said, we have a height advantage against most teams.
Yeah.
He said, there aren't many teams that are going to have an advantage against us, and that's quite true, as Jordan Sikora at 6'4", will jump against Charlie Hole at 6'7". The opening tip, Hole wins it, maybe as expected. We underway. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Stanley Boyd in their white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the burnt orange numerals and lettering and the jet black piping. McDonald resplendent in their new black traveling uniforms, the royal blue numerals and the gold piping and outlines. Kick left side, open look at a three for Gint, side of the iron, no. And McDonald going the other way. As we begin, they move left to right here on WOGO Radio. I invite you to subscribe to the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
McDonald came out in their zone to start it off, rebounded out of it well.
McDonald won the season opener against Stanley Boyd by 8, I believe, back in Chippewa Falls. Nathan Hazel, right wing, the 6'3" sophomore, started the last couple games. Spot up three, straight on, splash!
Good start by Coop.
Cooper nice Mittermeier look. Makes it 3-0 McDonald. Left side, Jordan Sikora knocks the ball away, and a kick is called on the Mags.
Kill was waiting for the whistle there.
I was wondering kind of why they weren't going after that. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Logan Gray, right side to Gint, senior to senior.
1-2-2 press from McDonald after the main bucket. So it looks like they...
Hole spinning down the lane, lost it for a moment, got it back, flips out left side, open look at a three, that one rims in and out, offensive rebound, a putback for Charlie Hole.
Yeah, he had position on Carson there right away, so.
3-2, McDonald up one. McDonald out-rebounded Stanley Boyd the last time these two teams tangled, and an offensive foul called on the Mags. An illegal screen up top, 16:28 to play. Ironically enough, we've got a great view for our camera for the WOGO live video stream on YouTube. Not so great a view for us, as our view of the scoreboard a little bit impeded here.
We'll use your screen here, Caleb.
There we go.
For that end of the court.
We'll read the monitor. Carson Galvez steps in front of a pass. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm thought about a three and said long cross court skip. Cooper Mittermeier up top. Jordan Sikora double clutches. Tries the three. Back iron. No. Rebound pulled down by Gint of Stanley Boyd. Still a one-point lead for the Max. Right side hold. The 6'7" sophomore drops it down, poked away from Dembski for a moment. He's 6'6", a freshman. Left side, Logan Gray, a bump and no foul. He stepped on the baseline. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Just over 2 minutes gone by here, first half. 5 total points scored, 3 for McDonald, 2 for Stanley Boyd. Jordan Sikora across the foul line. Backs his man down out to Carson Galvez. Thought about the three. Flips back to Sikora. In the right corner, Cooper Mittermeier. Back up top, Jordan Sikora for Cale Holm. Up top between the wheels. Right side, Sikora. Sikora, a couple dribbles. Goes between his legs. Cooper Mittermeier, right corner. Out to Carson Galvez. Jabbing, probing, down to the right block. Pumps. Had it knocked away and stolen.
Yeah, he should have went up with that.
Renner Myers. Swings to Logan Gray. They'll drop down to the post. Kick out Gint, left side. Back out to Myers. Swing to Hole. Stanley Boyd moving the ball very quickly. Down to the left block. Out to Hole outside the arc. Left wing feed, Logan Gray. Gray up top between the wheels. Checked by the 6'3" sophomore, Nathan Hazel. Right side is Dembski. Hole swings to Gint, left corner.
Donald flip back in man-to-man here.
Patient possession here for the Orioles. They work it down to Hole at the left block. He's doubled. Hole looking for help. Spins it out to Dembski. Dembski, foul line jumper, good. 4-3, first lead of the game for Stanley Boyd. Dembski and Hole each have a bucket. Kick left side. Good look at a three for McDonald. Splash! crashing it, Nathan Hazel from the left corner. 6-3, the Max.
Nathan likes that side of the court, likes that corner there. Nice steal by Kill here on the press.
Driving in hard, seeing his shot blocked is Carson Galvez. Now McDonald's going to have to get back in a hurry. Down the lane, runner rims up and in for the Orioles to tie the game at 6 apiece. And I believe that was the first basket for Logan Gray, the senior, number 5. High post feed. Pick out Sikora from Hazel. Back to Hazel. Pumps, gets man in the air. Pulls up from 15. Swish. Splish splash for Nathan Hazel, and he has 5 quick points. 8-6 McDonald. We have a whistle and a travel on Stanley Boyd. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Cale Holm, quick release on a 3, comes up short. Rebound pulled in by the Orioles.
Waiting for Cale to get hot. He hasn't had one of those big games like he sometimes has, so maybe this will be the game.
All right side to Gint. Left side, Logan Gray. Gray pulls up from 6 feet. Back iron on the runner. Hazel goes up hard for the rebound and called for a travel. Gets a helpful hand up from Logan Gray. I thought they were going to say that Hazel was shoved there, but...
Yeah, either that or a jump ball. But...
8-6. McDonald with the lead here on the road against Stanley Boyd. Flip into the 6-7 hold. It goes to 6-6 Dembski. Drops it down. Kick out to Gint in the left corner. Just inside the foul line, he looked like he changed his pivot feet. Work back to Ginn to the right corner, guarded by Cale Holm. He puts on the floor with the left hand, goes in hard, and they're kind of letting him play here as Ginn goes hard to the deck and out of bounds to McDonald.
He took the ball to the rim hard there, but Phil hard.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Nathan Hazel has 5 points, goes into lane. Kick out, Jordan Sikora. Cale Holm gets his man in the air, tries to slice between a couple defenders. Wild shot high off the glass, and it's good, and maybe that'll get Cale going.
Circus shot.
10-6. That was kind of a stumbling baby hook for Cale Holm. McDonald leads by 2 possessions. Kick out left side for Stanley Boyd. Work back up top to Logan Gray.
McDonald went back to their zone.
Gray right side. They left him open for 3. Side of the rim. No offensive rebound. Dembski goes up strong. He's fouled. And Mason Bussey is going to come into the game for head coach Adam Schilling. It's the second team foul of the game. First against Sikora. Carson Galvez checks out. Mason Bussey comes in, number 44, 6'5", the junior center. Brenner Myers drops into hole, catches in the air, flips it up, 4-2. 6'7", and he uses that size very well, hole with 4 points.
Yeah, Coach Hilling didn't like that one.
10-8, McDonald up 2. He's a little bobble right side, working against hole, 6'3", against 6'7". Cale Holm right side to Cooper Mittermeier, who hit the opening bucket of the game, a 3. Flip out left side, extra pass. Cale Holm wide open left corner, 3. Damn. You bet.
You're right. That circus shot got him going here.
13-8. Cale Holm now with 5 points. McDonald up 5, and a wide throw from Hole, looking for someone zigging when they were zagging. Eli Stepp comes in. Eli had a really nice game the other night as Cale Holm takes his seat.
He did. He did over in Spring Valley.
5'11 junior guard Eli Stepp.
It's good when he starts his game with the defensive side of the ball. He's really quick, and then his defense turns into some good offense. So.
Bussey up top to Cooper Mittermeier, right wing. Looking down to the post, nothing there. Up top, Sikora. Sikora swings to Eli Stepp, left corner. Can they get another one from that 3? No. Offensive rebound, Bussey tips it out. Cooper Mittermeier has an open look at a 3. That one doesn't rim in. Flying attempt at a follow, Sikora, no. And a tie-up down low as Nathan Hazel able to force the tie-up with a new entrant in the game for Stanley Boyd. And That's, I believe, Storm Teary, the 6'4" senior. I believe he plays football, and he looks like a football player.
He's a good football player.
He's a big fella.
Yeah. Grant just came in for the Max, too.
Smisky, the senior, number one. Inbounds for McDonald. The held ball possession arrow changes, but McDonald keeps possession right now, leading 13-8. Left side, Grant Smisky. Smisky, a jab step against hole, drives into the lane. Tries to get him up, flips it out. Eli Stepp, beyond the arc. Stepp hits the brakes. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Swings right side, Grant Smisky. Smisky, kick out, Eli Stepp. Beyond the arc, right wing. Eli jabbing, works his way down into the lane. Picked it up. Flipped to Cooper Mittermeier, left side. Mittermeier driving along the baseline. Out to Sikora. Sikora, right side, into the corner, Grant Smisky. McDonald's height disadvantage is a little bit more pronounced right now with the five they have on the floor, other than Mason Bussey and Jordan Sikora. A number of guys under six.
As got pushed there.
Storm Teary reaches through the body of Mason Bussey, and that's the first whistle of the game against Stanley Boyd. Team fouls now 2-1. McDonald's committed a couple. First against Teary, team's first, with 10:24 to go.
Two football linemen going at it right there.
Indeed. Bussey swings to Jordan Sikora, right side, against Dembski, 6'4", against 6'6". Senior against freshman. Back up top to fellow senior Grant Smisky. Grant left side rotates. Eli steps. Step back up top to Bussey. Long possession here for McDonald. Can they get a bucket? Jordan Sikora, kick out left side. Eli Stepp, shot fake, pulls up, goes hard at the glass. Beautiful touch off the window. Eli Stepp to make it 15-8. What a patient possession there for McDonald. Long possession, almost like soccer.
Yeah, I was looking at Coach Hilling. It looked like he wanted Jordan to take that shot underneath, but Eli takes it, scores it.
Tipped pass ends up in the arms of the 6'7 hole. He'll drive in hard. He took a walk, and they didn't see it. And Hole flips up for another two. I guess you can check the video replay now on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel, but it sure looked like a travel was missed there.
Charlie gave a little smile on the way back.
Grant Smisky left corner. 5-point lead for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier for three. Rims in and out. Dembski pulls down the rebound, the 6'6 freshman. Troy Haas, 5'10 sophomore, is out there at the point guard position for Coach Dakota Nichols. Told Coach Nichols, it's my feel-old moment because I remember calling his games as a member of the Stanley Boyd basketball team. That's McDonald. Left side, Haas. Open look at a three is good, and it's a 2-point ball game. 15-13. 5-point run for the Stanley Boyd Orioles here in their home floor. Cooper Mittermeier up top to Mason Bussey. Bussey swings right side, Grant Smisky. He'll try a three to answer. Comes up short. Offensive rebound, Jordan Sikora. Kick out to Cooper Mittermeier. Right side for Smisky again against Hole. 15-13. McDonald's 5-point lead whittled down to two. Just under 8.5 minutes to go here. Mason Bussey up top. Left side feed, Grant Smisky outside the arc. Finds Eli Stepp. Step in rhythm for three. Well off the mark. Rebound pulled down by the Orioles. Haas across the timeline, left-handed dribble. Leaves for Brenner Myers.
McDonald back to man-to-man defense here. So they like to switch it up every now and then.
10 minutes into this game, McDonald leading 15-13. Tightly contested so far, just like we thought. Haas at the foul line, drops it down to Dembski. Dembski too strong off the back rim. Eli Stepp goes up hard and high for the rebound. And a second foul is going to be called against Storm Teary, as he had an inadvertent forearm that took down Eli Stepp. And that'll be the second on Teary and the team second. Carson Galvez comes in. Jordan Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier out. Cale Holm back in for Coach Adam Schilling. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over three decades. A salute to all the hardworking athletes from Dale and the crew at White City Glass. Eli Stepp up top. Down the left side of the lane, pulls it up at the left block, drops a beautiful bounce pass down low to Mason Bussey for two. What a dime from Eli Stepp.
Nice look. Nice
they may
look.
Be getting rid of pennies, but we still have dimes. 13-17, McDonald with a 4-point lead over over Stanley Boyd with 7:28 remaining. Mason Bussey going to take a break here. Nathan Hazel back out there. Long cross-court feed to Haas. Carson Woodcock, 6-foot sophomore, also in the game. And they've got a young team here at Stanley Boyd. Grant Smiski intercepts a pass. Smiski, 1-on-2. Euros down the lane. Can't get the finish. Gets his own rebound. Goes up strong and scores. Grant Smiski, 19-13 McDonald. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back after this. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. We are back in 30 seconds.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now from State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls. MichelleMua.com. That's MichelleMua.com. McDonald coming out with some full court pressure and a whistle and a foul as Logan Gray gets held up on his way to the bucket. It'll be the third team foul against the Max.
Got that one on Eli.
Eli Stepp picks up his first. We'll stop into American Marine's Boat Show and find your dream boat as Cale Holmes swats an inbounds pass out of bounds. American Marine's Boat Show includes 15% off parts and accessories. Don't miss the Boat Show on now through the 16th at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. That's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Another errant pass. Hole throws it out of bounds and Hole, the sophomore, a little frustrated right now, too. His teammates not quite on the same page.
As much as I love basketball, Caleb, you just said boat. I started daydreaming.
19-13, McDonald up 6. Just under 7 minutes to play as Eli Stepp goes in strong and a foul on whom? Stanley Boyd picked up the foul, but we'll see who the call goes against. They're going to get Carson Woodcock with his first. I thought maybe Hole would pick one up. The sophomore is going to take a break right now.
Charlie's he's a very smart player. Very smart. Especially, you know, a lot of sophomores, sometimes they come in and do some crazy stuff. Charlie is smart.
He is going to be a force to be reckoned with in this conference for the next couple years because he already is as a sophomore. As Grant Smiski muscles his way down, misses too strong from the right block. Now the Orioles off to the races. Eli Stepp intercepts a pass at midcourt. Slides it down to Cale Holm. Cale couldn't quite handle it. And coming the other way is Brenner Myers. Myers left side. Haas driving hard, high off the glass with a left hand and a finish. Second basket for Troy Haas. At a three as well, and it's 19-15 McDonald. Eli Stepp for a three, side of the rim, no. Good look from the right wing. Jackson Gint with the rebound. Gint across the Orioles logo at midcourt. Right side, Logan Gray. Way back to Gint. Guarded by Hazel, swings left side for Haas. Got Cale Holm up in the air for a minute. Work out to Dembski. Back out, three on the way. Clanks off the front of the rim for Jackson Gint. Grant Smiski with the rebound, working hard across the timeline. Had it knocked away and stolen by Stanley Boyd.
Like you get those rebounds and create a good possession.
Just over 5.5 to play here, first half. Right side feed for Dembski. Drops down to the left corner, Jackson Gint. Dembski, the freshman, swings right side. Logan Gray. Gray drops down to Dembski, attacking hard at the rim and shooting two. One of those bang-bang block charge fouls as Dembski.
He's hurt.
Maybe took a shot to the face there. Cale Holm checking on him. And I'm with you. I thought for a moment that it might be a charge, but
there's some.
Yeah, there's going to be an extended timeout here, I think, as we've got a cleanup going to be needed on the floor. And so hopefully Josiah Dembski all right. And he will be shooting two, as it is called a blocking foul on McDonald and Cale Holm. We'll step out and be back in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball and WOGO Sports. Whether you are a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. H&R Electric, you can call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. And also a note, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO Sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact WOGO's sports director, Greg Stewart. His email, gstewart, G-S-T-E-W-A-R-D, gstewart@wwib.com, or call 715-723-1037. As we welcome you back here, Josiah Dembski was assisted to the sideline, and again, certainly hoping he's able to re-enter this game, but he took a hard shot, looked like in the mouth area, potentially nose or mouth, and so they are cleaning up the blood on the court right now, and I'm not sure what the ruling is. If he is not physically able to shoot the free throws, I believe that Coach Schilling then is able to select a player on Stanley Boyd to shoot the free throws, but I may be in error on that.
It's the last time I seen something like that was like third grade basketball.
Yeah,
we just picked somebody.
And again, they're working right now, not only to make sure the floor is cleaned up, but also again just checking with that talented young man Josiah Dembski to see if they can get him fixed up to the point where he can re-enter this game. And so again, certainly hope that he's all right, and just one of those bang bang plays in more ways than one. Again, block charge, it was called a block on Cale Holmes, so Dembski up for two free throws here, and it felt like maybe the call could have gone either way, but again, just not sure what collided with what, but again, Dembski, the freshman, ended up on the ground and bleeding, unfortunately, and so hopefully again he is able to re-enter the game soon. As the Stanley Boyd staff getting a hand from the crowd here as they react very quickly, not only to get the floor cleaned up, but more importantly, medical attention for the young man, Dembski, to make sure he's all right. And a great game day operation staff here. And the officials as well, too, should be commended, getting things taken care of very quickly. And I would assume we'll be back to the action before too long here.
I see the gentleman helping him out is a wrestling referee. So I'm sure he's seen this many times. So he's probably in really good hands here to get repaired up.
You can see again on our WOGO live video stream, Dembski is on his feet, has that ice pack as well too, and looks like he will be leaving the floor here, getting a hand from the crowd, and so certainly hoping that Josiah Dembski is all right. Again, part of the large, lengthy front court for Coach Dakota Nichols. So we'll see who's shooting the free throw here, or pair of free throws. 19-15 is our score. Clock is at 5:20 remaining here in the first half. Pair of free throws coming up for Stanley Boyd, and it looks like Charlie Hole will be going to the line. He's sitting at 6 points right now. Reminder that Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. With a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, 3 generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports, visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. So Charlie Hole at the line, shooting a pair of free throws here for Coach Dakota Nichols. First free throw rims out for Hole.
Quick free throw.
get you his percentage here before he shoots the second one, but looks like I will not see that in time. As the second one in and out, and McDonald secures the rebound. Hole's a 67% free throw shooter. So a little bit surprising to see a pair of misses, but McDonald will take it. As we continue here on WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports Live video stream, Jordan Sikora has the ball stripped away from him. Quick hands from Logan Gray. Another empty possession for McDonald, leading by 4, 19-15. Right side, open look at a three, all net in that right corner. 1 point game. That was Brenner Myers, his first basket, the 5'10" sophomore.
He's got a nice shot.
Jordan Sikora drops down, right block extended. Nathan Hazel working on Haas. Back up top to Sikora. Leaves it for Hazel. Hazel driving baseline. Lost it on the way to the hoop. Kicked back out, though. Kale home via Jordan Sikora. Long cross-court skip. Cooper Mittermeier attacks in the paint. Whips it back out to Hazel. Ball fake. Hazel into the lane. Comes to a jump stop. Had a shot blocked on the way up. Can't get it back. It's coming the other way as Logan Gray for Stanley Boyd. Gray down the lane. Challenge. Still able to finish. And Stanley Boyd retakes the lead. 20-19 as Logan Gray over the top of Jordan Sikora. McDonald's led by as many as five, but now the Orioles with some momentum here, just over 4 minutes to play first half. Sikora right side to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier swings it to Nathan Hazel, left side Jordan Sikora. Working against Gray. Back up top, David Anderson about to come back in for Coach Schilling at the next stoppage. Donald down one, 20-19. Hazel in the lane. Kick out Jordan Sikora. Sikora drives baseline. Dropped a pass to Mason Bussey. Bussey goes up strong. Has his shot swatted away by Hole. Coming the other way, the Orioles. Hard at the rim. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Scrabbles between a couple pairs of arms. And McDonald able to rip it out of there. Nathan Hazel took it away. Long cross-court feed. Jordan Sikora. Sikora out to Hazel. Hazel attacking into the lane, drops down to Mason Bussey. Bussey back out to Kale Holm, right wing. Hazel leaves for Cooper Mittermeier, left side. Up top, Nathan Hazel to Kale Holm on the right wing, outside the arc. Just over 3 minutes to play first half. Wide open look at a three for McDonald. Back rim, no, and it hit the support. Jordan Sikora with the miss. And coming the other way, the Orioles. Eli Stepp and David Anderson will come in. Anderson coming in for the first time. Number 10, the 6'1" senior.
I'm looking down at the Max bench, and Carson's got ice on his nose, and this was bleeding too.
Man, it's been a physical game. Jackson Gint leaves it right side for Haas. Haas off a screen from Hole. 1 point lead for Stanley Boyd. They look to extend it here. Left side, Gint. Gint flips it out. Brenner Myers, right side, Logan Gray. Gray right block extended back to Gint. Outside the arc to Hole straight on. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Spins inside the foul line. Nice move down to the rim. Hole makes it 22-19. He has 8 points. The leading scorer for the Orioles. As he just used that 6'7" length, that wingspan, to lean into the rim. Kick out right side. Hazel. Hazel in the corner out to Eli Stepp. Stepp for three. Got it.
Much needed.
Ties the game at 22. We will step out for a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports here at Stanley Boyd.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back, Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Eli Stepp with a three to tie it at 22. McDonald coming out with some full court pressure. Touch pass to Hole. Hole down the lane. His reverse no good. Nathan Hazel with the rebound. Exactly 2 minutes to go. Now we traverse under that. Right side, Hazel flips to Eli Stepp, who has 5 points in the first half. Step up top, picks up the dribble. Finds David Anderson, the senior. Anderson right wing feed to Nathan Hazel. Gives him a little slip screen there. Hazel puts on the floor with the left hand. Kick out. Eli Stepp gets his man in the air. Lost on the way to the hoop, and he goes hard to the deck. Logan Gray coming the other way. A 3-on-2 for Stanley Boyd. Hole. Kick out. Brenner Myers to Haas. All alone for three. Back rim. No, that one looked like maybe it hit that support as well. Close. Either way, out of bounds to McDonald. Well, it's time. Tax time and time to call Rizgalo Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've just been doing without. Call Rizgalo Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates, 839-0707 or Rizgalo.com. That's 839-0707 or Rizgalo.com. Nathan Hazel pulls it up in the lane and throws it away to Logan Gray. Turnover, and Gray coming the other way. Goes in hard, comes up short. Offensive rebound, kick back out to Brenner Myers in the right corner. Flipped again, all alone for three. That one rims in and out. Hole battling for the rebound, puts it up, and too strong. David Anderson grabs the board. It is tough to get a rebound when Charlie Hole is anywhere in the vicinity. Kick out, wide open. Look at a three. Rims in and out for Cale Holm from the right corner.
Coach Schilling really wants a basket in the paint. Really wants a basket in the paint, you can tell.
Under 40 seconds to play. Tied at 22 here in an entertaining first half. That's Stanley Boyd, the Orioles and the Max here on Wogo Sports. Live video stream on YouTube. WOGO on the radio at 103.1 FM AM 680. Live streaming audio at WOGO.com. 20 seconds to play. And driving baseline, Haas rather, and he lost it. Pulls it back into Brenner Myers with an athletic save. Straight. Diving into the student section.
Very good save.
Logan Gray up top. Hole swings left side. 6 seconds left. Stanley Boyd playing for one. Kick out. Haas for three. Rims it in and out. Cole can't quite tap it back to himself. And we are tied at 22 at the break here on WOGO Radio and the Wogo Sports Live video stream. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you. Carter Jagger back at the Wogo home base in Halley, and Sam Aberle, our on-site producer. Well, for over 143 years, McDonnell Area Catholic Schools has been shaping young minds through faith-filled accredited Catholic education in Chippewa Falls. Now we're hiring for the 2025-26 school year at McDonnell. Join the mission-driven team and make a lasting impact on students from 3K through 12th grade. Teaching, coaching, bus drivers, and support staff positions are available. Apply today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org and be part of something greater. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. Max Basketball tied at 22 with the Orioles on the road here at Stanley. Back in three on Wogo Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Halftime here in Stanley on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Well, get ready to win big with the Spring Spectacular Raffle, over $10,000 in prizes. Saturday, March 29, 2025 at McDonald Central Catholic High School, you could take home one of six amazing prizes. The grand prize, a Gravely ZTX 52-inch zero-turn mower. Second prize, a Director Circle membership at the Pablo Center. Third prize, a Wicked Ridge crossbow package. Fourth prize, a $1,000 Shields gift card. Fifth prize, a $500 Loop Supplier Store gift card. Sixth prize, a $250 Quick Trip gift card. Tickets just $20 each, but hurry, they are going fast. Get yours now. Need not be present to win. Visit McDonald Central office or go online to get your tickets today. Again, Spring Spectacular, Saturday, March 29th. Well, Kurt Galvez, your thoughts here on the first half as we've seen the teams go back and forth. McDonald had a five-point lead and not able to hang on to it, surrender that lead for a bit, but a big three by Eli Stepp, and we're sitting tied at 22 apiece.
Big three, much-needed three by Eli. Last time we played him at halftime, it was 21-19, so we're very, very similar to that game. I think we just have to key in on the rebounding. When we get that rebound, we got to take advantage of it. You know, don't we can push the floor, but don't force anything down into the paint if it's not there. Don't force a pass to the three. Don't force the shot. If it's open, take it. Like we said earlier before the game, you see the three, shoot the three. But if it's not open, you know, let's work the ball around. Let's try to get the ball into the paint, maybe draw some fouls. Win at the free throw line. That's where we won last time.
Yeah, I mean, shot a lot more. I believe 15 or 16 more free throws than Stanley Boyd did last time. And there's certainly an intimidation factor, I would think, when you're facing 6'6", 6'7", in the paint, too. And McDonald has a lot of guys who are sub-6 foot out there.
Exactly. But, you know, I think, you know, the game's back. When we played Bloomer, we got our shots blocked.
Yeah.
Fall Creek. They got a shot blocker over there. So we just have to keep taking it at them. Not every shot's going to get blocked. Some of them are going to be fouls. And if we can get to that free throw line, it's going to help out.
Go in strong, go in hard. Scoring looked like this in the first half. Charlie Howell, with a game-high 8 points. The 6'7" sophomore, 5 points for Troy Haas, 4 for Logan Gray, 3 for Brenner Myers, and 2 for Josiah Dembski, as 5 different players have scored for Coach Dakota Nichols and the Orioles. On the other side, 6 have scored for McDonald, and 3 with 5 apiece. Cale Holm, Nathan Hazel, and Eli Stepp all have 5. 3 for Cooper Mittermeier, 2 for Grant Smisky, and 2 for Mason Bussey. Let's take a listen to how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO. Side Hazel. Hazel in the corner. Nathan Hazel, right wing, the 6'3" sophomore, started the last couple games. Spot up three, straight on, splash!
Good start by Coop.
Cooper nice Mittermeier. First lead of the game for Stanley Boyd. Dembski and Hole each have a bucket. Kick left side. Good look at a three for McDonald, splashing it. Nathan Hazel from the left corner. 6-3, the Mavs. Nathan Hazel has 5 points, goes into lane, kick out, Jordan Secor, Cale Holm, gets his man in the air, tries to slice between a couple defenders, wild shot high off the glass, and it's good, and maybe that'll get Cale going. A little bobble right side, working against Hole, 6'3 against 6'7". Cale Holm right side to Cooper Mittermeier, who hit the opening bucket of the game, a three, flip out left side, extra pass, Cale Holm wide open, left corner three, you bet.
You're right.
on Wogo for over three decades. A salute to all the hardworking athletes from Dale and the crew at White City Glass. Eli step up top, down the left side of the lane, pulls it up in the left block, drops a beautiful bounce pass down low to Mason Bussey for two. What a dime from Eli Stepp.
Nice look.
They may be getting rid of pennies, but we still have dimes. 6 foot sophomore also in the game. Man, they've got a young team here at Stanley Boyd. Grant Smiski intercepts a pass. Smiski, one on two. Euros down the lane. Can't get the finish. Gets his own rebound. Goes up strong and scores. Grant Smiski, 19 into the rim. Kick out right side. Hazel. Hazel in the corner. Out to Eli Stepp. Stepp for three. Got it.
Much needed.
That's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We're back in 90 seconds with the second half on Wogo Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Max Basketball on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, are you looking for a bright start for your little one? McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-2026 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring, small class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538. Today, Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez, good to have you with us here on WOGO. As Stanley Boyd will start out with the basketball here in the second half.
Max coming out in their zone defense, 2-3.
Again, they've mixed up their defenses from time to time here. Shot missed from the right side, and McDonald will have their first offensive possession of the second half. Good to see Carson Galvez back out there after he had that ice pack on the face in the first half. Nathan Hazel looking for his second three of the night. You bet! Nathan Hazel picking
smooth.
Up where he left off.
Good way to start the half here.
8 points for Hazel, and it's 25-22, the max.
Kill just kicked another one out, so I feel like this is just like the first half. Start with a three and then kick the ball out.
McDonald hit three threes, nine of their 22 points in the first half. That was the fourth of the game for Hazel.
We're shooting a good high percentage right now, I believe.
And there's a pass that went off the shoulder, maybe the face of Jackson Hinton out of bounds. And we've seen, again, some errant passes from Stanley Boyd from time to time. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 1 minute into the second half. McDonald with a three-point advantage, 25-22, trying to sweep the season series against Stanley Boyd. A very young, very talented team. Cale Holm in rhythm for three. Oh, my goodness. Cale Holm, that was a deep one from the left wing.
He said, let me take Nate's spot. We'll shoot it from the same spot. They both go in. I like it.
8 points apiece for Holm and Hazel. 6 point lead for McDonald. To answer for three, right corner, no. Rebound tug out of there by Cooper Mittermeier to Nathan Hazel. Hazel left side into the lane, going in hard, goes strong off the glass and scores. Nathan Hazel, first McDonald player in double digits. Five in each half and a lot of time left to go.
Nate's on a mission right now.
Whistle far side of the floor, and Coach Dakota Nichols wants a timeout. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back. WOGO Sports on the road at Stanley Boyd with our McDonald Max. They've scored the first 8 points of the second half. They lead 30-22. The Stanley Boyd Orioles out of the timeout from their first-year head coach, Dakota Nichols. On the attack, moving left to right in the second half. Inbounds pass to 6'7" Charlie Hole, and the crowd thought maybe he stepped into the backcourt. I think he might have had a sneaker pretty close to that line, but I think you have to go all the way over.
I didn't see it. McDonald back in man-to-man.
Hole flings right side. Brenner Myers back up top to Haas. Troy Haas playing here the second half. Didn't start the game. Flip down low and a big two-handed jam. I think that's Dembski wearing a new jersey.
Yeah, he's wearing 44 now.
So good to see him back out there. And Dembski now has 4 points. And a lift off there. Dale Holm, right side. Holm, Euros down the lane. Runner bounces it up and in over the top of Dembski for two. Dale Holm into double digits. 32-24, McDonald. Right side feed for Haas. Pick right side, and Dembski fouled on the way to the hoop. So he was going hard to the rack once again, and Dembski on a mission here in the second half, attacking the rim. He will shoot his first free throws. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, they're here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. That's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Too long on the first free throw for Dembski. Remains an 8-point lead for McDonald, 32-24. With 15:02 to go in the second half. Second free throw is good. Dembski has 5 points. It's a 7-point lead for the Max. Cooper Mittermeier takes it across the timeline. Left side for Jordan Sikora. Sikora up top. Right side, Mittermeier. Deep three. Rims in and out. Hazel fighting for the rebound, but bats it into the arms of Logan Gray.
Looked good. Nate had a nice fight for the rebound there. Good shot.
Brenner Myers up top to Haas. Haas right side, good look at a three for Logan Gray, and he hits it. 32-28, Gray from the right wing, his first three, the 6'2 senior. Donald's 8-point lead cut in half. Double jab, spinning into the lane, Carson Galvez kick out, Jordan Sikora wide open for three, straight on, rims in and out. Rebound a hole. Donald could have used that one.
Yeah, that was a good look.
Haas on the right wing, up top, top of the key, left side, in rhythm for three, rimming one in and out, Hole bats the rebound, up and in for two. 10 points for Charlie Hole, off the miss there from Brenner Myers. 2-point ball game once again, 32-30. McDonald scored the first 8 points of the second half. Now an 8-point run for Stanley Boyd. Cale Hole! Away from three, straight on, straight in. Holm says, give me the ball.
Kale is looking in rhythm this game.
...35-30 McDonald. Back up two possessions. Left side, Logan Gray drops down to Hole. Goal up top, Brenner Myers. Myers attacks at the foul line, kick out left side. Gray, good look at a three. That one rims in and out. Offensive rebound, Dembski, and Dembski's fouled hard. He will go back to the line, shooting two. Hazel will make him earn them. Mason Bussey going to come back into this game for head coach Adam Schilling. 13:06 left to play.
We got to get those rebounds there.
I was going to say the same thing. I think Coach Schilling not happy with a second chance opportunity for the Orioles. As Dembski rims out the first free throw. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and neither does Rizgalo Plumbing and Heating. They're available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Rizgalo Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to rizgalo.com. Second free throw for Dembski. That one rims out. So 0-for on that trip to the line. And Mason Bussey has the rebound. Cooper Mittermeier, right side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora up top, Nathan Hazel. 35-30, McDonald up 5. Cooper Mittermeier, right side to Sikora, outside the arc. Sikora guarded by Logan Gray. Crosses over on him, into the lane, spins. Kick out, left side, Hazel, left corner. Three, got it! Nathan Hazel, another triple.
I think Nate has had maybe three threes all season, and today he's got...
And 13. That might be a season high for points. We'll have to check the stats. 38-30. McDonald back up 8. Hohl at the right block. Spin against Mason Bussey. Kick out left corner. Good close up by Cale Holm. They find Dembski. Dembski hard to the rim. Spins up with the right hand and scores.
Mason's got to move his feet on that. Coach Hillings barking in his ear there.
6-point lead. Down the lane. Too strong. High off the window. Jordan Sikora trying to go over the tall trees. One third of the way through the second half. Donald holding on to a two-possession lead. Haas, work down left block. Dembski, kick out Haas. Left corner, three, too strong. Offensive rebound, Dembski, and he rattles one in and a foul. That's going to go against Bussey. And Dembski has been absolutely dominant in the paint on the offensive glass here in the second half. 38-34. McDonald leads by 4, and Hohl and Haas will take a break. Woodcock and Teary back in.
Matt's going to make a little run here with Charlie out.
And Dembski finds the range from the free throw line. 2-5 from the foul line. 3-point ball game, 38-35. McDonald still with the lead, but being threatened here. Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm up top. Another quick trigger on a three. Front rim, no. Rebound fought for. Bussey trying to chase it down. And they'll say off of Mason, out of bounds. That was a lot of arms reaching for that one. Thought maybe it was.
I think he had a tough look at it. He was on the official was on the baseline there.
Logan Gray across the timeline. McDonald looking to trap. And a throwaway by Gray as he was looking for Carson Woodcock. That's a turnover by the Orioles. McDonald will say thank you very much, trying to extend this one possession lead to 2. About 7 minutes into the second half. Jordan Sikora high on the right against Logan Gray, working off a screen from Mason Bussey. Sikora kick out to Hazel for 3. He hit another one, but unfortunately, a whistle first. Hazel's just staying hot. Keeps seeing the ball go in.
He looked up here afterwards, but I see his parents are somewhat in front of us here. Keep them hot, though, right?
Indeed. 10:58 left to play in the second half. 38-35 McDonald. They will inbound underneath the hoop. High throw to Jordan Sikora. Hazel left side. Hazel ball fakes now, driving into the left block. Kick out to Sikora. Sikora at the foul line, almost had his pocket picked. Back to Hazel, left wing. Hohl is back out there for the Orioles. It was just a brief break for the 6'7 sophomore. Right side to Cale Holm against Jackson Gint. Holm left side to Sikora. Sikora's driving baseline, lost the handle on it, gets it back out to Hazel. Hazel ball fakes, jabs going by Hohl, hard at the rim, and he's fouled on the way to the rim. I think that's Storm Teary's third. 10:29 to play. Hazel will go to the line for the first time tonight. He'll be shooting two.
It is on Storm.
So his third, team's third. First free throw is good for Nathan Hazel. And Hazel sitting at 14 points by our unofficial tally. Eli Steph comes in for Cale Holm. And I'm sorry, that was just the second foul on Stanley Boyd here in the second half. Hazel, the sophomore, second free throw, perfect.
I'd like to see Kill with a quick breather and get back out there because he's in rhythm.
40-35. McDonald leads by five here on the road at Stanley Boyd. Some three-quarter court pressure. Broken by the Orioles, but they throw it in the backcourt, and Cooper Mittermeier takes it with a head of steam down the lane, off the glass, too strong. A whistle, they may have called it on the ground regardless. No, it will be a shooting foul for Cooper Mittermeier. 10-18 to play, and again, a passing miscue by the Orioles.
Yeah, that press is giving them, you know, fits. They sometimes break it, but it disrupts their offense.
First free throw for Cooper Mittermeier is good. That's his first point of the second half. He has four on the night. Full two possession lead for McDonald, 41-35. Second free throw for the senior coming up to make it a three-possession lead. You bet. 42-35. Cooper Mittermeier hits a pair of free throws. 10-17 to go. McDonald again coming out with pressure in the backcourt. Hole still in the backcourt. Shoots it across to Logan Gray. Gray across the timeline. Trapped. Finds Hole right side. Hole surveying the court. Gray up top between the wheels. Back to Hole. The 6'7 sophomore left side feed for Brenner Myers. In the corner, Woodcock there. Drop down to Teary. Teary wraps a pass to Brenner Myers. They'll find Hole at the right block. Hole kick out to Myers. Fellow sophomore. Logan Gray. Gray puts it on the floor with the right hand. Kick out Myers. Myers thought about a three. Quick closeout prevents that. Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald on the 2-3 zone look here. Drop down to Hole. Hole along the baseline. Almost stepped out of bounds. Work around the perimeter. Back to Woodcock. Slides it down to Storm Teary. Teary in the lane. Kick out Brenner Myers. Quick trigger on a three. Side of the rim. No. Mason Bussey fighting between two Oriole defenders. And Bussey not quite able to get the rebound. It's ripped out of there and sent back out. Up top for Stanley Boyd. Thought Mason had a hand on it, but he was battling two Orioles.
Football fumble there for the Orioles. Everybody's going after it.
Terry kick out to Woodcock. Woodcock into the right corner. And it's Logan Gray, the senior. Long possession here for Stanley Boyd. Under 9 minutes to play. We've passed the halfway point of the second half. 42-35. McDonald leads by seven. Carson Galvez about to come back in for Coach Adam Schilling.
They got to watch Myers here. It looks like they want to go inside to outside. And Myers has a nice shot.
Logan Gray left side out to Woodcock beyond the arc. Eli Steph checks in. Myers right wing. Cooper Mittermeier comes on the closeout. Cooper pokes it away for a moment. Back to Woodcock. Myers right side. Drops down to Hole. Right block extended. Hole in that corner. Will dribble it back up high on the right wing. They'll reset the offense. Myers left. Drop to the high post. Logan Gray. Gray to Woodcock. Eli Steph almost poked it away. Myers in the left corner. Eli comes out on him. They'll find Gray. He'll settle for a 10-foot jumper. No offensive rebound. Hole, and he is fouled before he could go back up.
That was a quick whistle. Coach Schilling is not happy with that one.
Grant Smiski, Carson Galvez come in. Nathan Hazel gets a well-deserved breather, as does Jordan Sikora. Yeah. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an offensive set right to Hole on the inbounds, and he uses that link to score. Five-point game, 42-37. Back to Grant Smiski. More of the opportunity with Ogo Sports in a moment when we get a stoppage. Smiski, kick right corner. Carson Galvez for three. Rattles it in. Carson, a triple.
I was just going to say, Caleb, I don't know how much they're going to get out of Carson. He's playing with a ankle about the size of a baseball plus the bloody nose, but 1-3.
That one looked pretty good.
Plate defense now, right?
45-37, just over 7 minutes to go. Brenner Myers did get a look at a three, and as you mentioned, he's got a smooth shot. Five-point game again. Brenner Myers, his second three. Just can't leave that young man open. Carson Galvez, feeling it, he hits two in a row! Right wing bomb for Carson. 48-40.
Back to the press here.
Well, Dad, you wished for one, maybe got a couple. See if we can get more. Woodcock, the right block, drops it down to Terry. Terry up and in for two. He had good position. And that's the first points for Storm Terry, the 6'4" senior. Two possession lead for McDonald. Grant Smisky fighting off Woodcock. Behind the right finds Cooper Mittermeier. Back out to Grant. Grant attacking just outside the paint. Good spy Woodcock into a triple team. There Carson is. Galvez for his third. And that rims in and out. Looked good. And Grant Smisky gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar trying to take it away from Storm Terry. Maybe he could get a held ball there, but must have been a little contact. 6:28 to play. 6-point lead for McDonald, 48-42. Again, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director G. Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you. On WOGO, a runner down the lane. Cuts it to a 4-point game as that was Logan Gray attacking the rack. 48-44. Game of runs here. Teams answering one another. Grant Smisky at the foul line. Out to Carson Galvez. Galvez down the lane, lost the handle for a moment. Flips back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier gets his man in the air, back to Carson. Carson looking for that third three. He's still hot. Carson Galvez.
Popped up.
51-44, McDonald. I'm out on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again. Wurzgala Company.
Straight triples from McDonald Jr. Carson Galvez. He has 9 all in the second half, battling through that ankle injury. 5:49 to play, 51-44. McDonald with the lead coming out of the timeout. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680, WOGO.com on your radio dial or computer. Also live streaming WOGO Radio Facebook page. Subscribe to the WOGO Sports channel on YouTube. You can see what we're seeing and watch live. Our camera operator, Sam Aberle, Carter Jager, our producer, and the WOGO Radio Studios in Halley. A run and jump by McDonald, not quite able to get the turnover forced against Stanley Boyd. Haas left side, finds hole high on the left. Nathan Hazel back out there for Coach Schilling. Dembski also out there for Coach Nichols. Dembski's had a nice second half, a freshman. Whistle and a foul on Eli Stepp as Logan Gray going hard to the rim from the left side again. Three team fouls against Stanley Boyd. That was the last one to give. The sixth for McDonald. It will be a shooting foul. So bonus the rest of the way for the Orioles. And the first free throw is good. Back to a 6-point deficit for Stanley Boyd as Logan Gray, the senior, picking up his game. He has 10 points. Now makes it 51-45, looking to cut the deficit further, and he will rim in the second, 51-46. What answer does McDonald have here?
Be patient and get a bucket.
Left side, Eli Stepp. Stepp finds Carson Galvez. Galvez jabbing against Hole. Carson goes in high at the right block, kick out Eli Stepp. Big ball fake, Eli goes hard down the rim, slides one up and in for two. Oh, my goodness, Eli Stepp.
No fear by Eli. That was a good take.
He's not afraid of anybody.
Full court man-to-man press.
53-46. Hole driving baseline, goes hard to the rim. No, got his own rebound, goes up strong and scores. 53-48.
second chance buckets. We can't give up.
Bull has the length and the athleticism. He is a load to deal with. Nathan Hazel just inside the foul line. 5-point ball game, 4.5 to play. Carson Galvez working down against Hull. Gets him up in the air for a moment, and a 3-second call against Carson. Seemed like that call came pretty quick, but and
I think
kind of trapped down there a bit.
I think he had him on the second move, but like you said earlier, that height is there, and it gives you the jitters.
We'll stop into American Marine's Boat Show and find your dream boat, plus 15% off parts and accessories. Don't miss the boat show. It goes through the 16th at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. That's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. 5-point lead for McDonald. Howell almost lost it across the timeline. Gets it back right side. Jackson Hint up top against Cale Holm. Holm had a hot start to the second half. Let's see if it can continue. Logan Gray down the lane and a blocking foul called on McDonald. It looked like Gray maybe lost his balance going up to the rim. It's a tough call against the Max. 4:06 to play. That was their seventh foul, but it's a shooting foul. It's the second on Carson Galvez. And Gray hit a pair of free throws last time up. First one, rims in. Boomtown Rims doing him well. Logan Gray again has a nice second half. 4-point ball game now, 53-49, and a one possession game as Gray calmly hits both free throws. 53-50 McDonald, just over 4 minutes to go. Left side, Carson Galvez. Carson right side to Jordan Sikora, finds Cooper Mittermeier against Brenner Myers. Cooper up top to Cale Holm. Holm to Jordan Sikora, left side. Back up top, Cale Holm, right side, Cooper Mittermeier. You can hear the student section for Stanley Boyd. Trying to will their team back to an advantage here. Cooper Mittermeier looks to the post, nothing there. Nathan Hazel up top. And they're looking at Carson Galvez, not able to get it to him against Howell yet. Hand off to Cooper Mittermeier. Up top, Jordan Sikora, under 3.5 to play. Now they get a post feed to Carson Galvez. Gets his man up in the air and down the basket. And a foul and one. Carson Galvez cooking in the second half.
I thought for a moment they might get him for an extra step.
That's what I thought, but I saw his legs, you know, hanging up. So
55-50. McDonald with a 5-point lead. And Carson Galvez, who has all 11 of his points in the second half, at the free throw line, looking for three the old-fashioned way. Free throw?
Yes!
Two-possession ball game.
We're shooting well at the free throw line and shooting well at the three-point line. Just need to get a couple stops here.
56-50 McDonald. 3:10 to go. Logan Gray up top against Sikora. Finds Gint just inside the arc. Hull up top to Brenner Myers, the sophomore. Back out to Gint. Leaves for Hull right wing against Nathan Hazel. Gint left side, Cale Holm checks him. Brenner Myers, 2:50 to go. 56-50 McDonald. Logan Gray attacking again, flips out to Dembski. Drive along the baseline, hard take up high off the rim. And that was Gint, I believe, number zero. He hadn't scored yet. Start of the game. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Nathan Hazel. Hazel for three. Front rim, no. Long rebound out to Gint. 4-point game, 56-52. Just over 2:20 to play. Stanley Boyd trailing McDonald, but the Orioles with the basketball. Right side, Dembski. Swings to Hole, left wing. Nathan Hazel giving him a wide berth. Into the left corner against Cale Holm. They'll find Gray again. They kind of worked their offense through him in these last few minutes. Gray lost it. Cale Holm picked his pocket to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier crossed the timeline, and he's held up and fouled by Brenner Myers. That's just the fifth.
Fouled pretty hard there, but Brenner picked him up with Cale.
Fifth team foul on Stanley Boyd with a minute 57 to go. McDonald leads it 56-52, a sign out of bounds. Far side of the floor. Holm loops it into the backcourt. Cooper Mittermeier will walk it across the logo. Minute 53 remaining. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Gil Holm up top. Holm pulls up, right elbow, jumper rims in and out. Rebound to Brenner Myers. I'm not sure if that's the shot McDonald was looking for there or not.
A little forced.
Hint up top to Logan Gray. Right side, Brenner Myers, sophomore with a hot shooting touch. They'll drop down to hole. Right block extended out to Logan Gray. Gray attacks down the middle of the lane. Euros flips one up and in for two. Two-point game, 56-54. Now McDonald has to execute offensively. Minute 16 left. Two-point ball game. Carson Galvez up top against Hole. Right side, Nathan Hazel. Can hear the feet drumming on the wooden bleachers here in Stanley. Cale Holm left wing against Gint. Up top, Nathan Hazel, 58 seconds to play.
Oh.
Now the run and foul, Jordan Sikora with 56.4. And Sikora will not be going to the line because that was just the sixth foul against Stanley Boyd. Next foul, though, will put McDonald at the line, shooting a 1-1. 56-54, the max up by two. Hazel looking for help inbounding, finds Cale Holm. He's trapped near midcourt, able to slide a bounce pass to Cooper Mittermeier to Carson Galvez in the left corner. Galvez drops down to Nathan Hazel. He's
nice,
doubled.
Bucket,
backside feet, Jordan Sikora. Kick out, Carson Galvez. Up top, Cooper Mittermeier. Cale Holm rotates to Sikora. Wide cross-court pass, and we have a whistle and a foul as Dembski was able to tag Jordan Sikora before he makes that pass with 42.6 seconds remaining. Two-point ball game.
I thought Jordan was going to take that bucket down.
I really thought so as well, too.
Then you go and try to get a stop, and then they foul you, you know. But if he makes the free throws here.
And this is a 1-1 in a two-point ball game. Sikora, the senior.
He stepped early.
Old McDonald, again, it looked like jumping into the lane very early for Stanley Boyd. And so Jordan Sikora will get another shot at this. I mean, that was so early, I think it interrupted his shot. It almost looked like Gray was trying to block it or something. So we'll try it again. And a 1-1 here. 56-54, McDonald. Sikora, the free throw, rims out. Hole the rebound. McDonald can't foul without sending the Orioles to the line. Timeout taken by Coach Dakota Nichols with 37 seconds left. Full timeout. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Crunch time here in Stanley. Caleb Swenson, Kurt Galvez with you on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Fight to the finish. McDonald leading 56-54, 37 seconds exactly on the clock. Stanley Boyd will inbound from just to the left of their bench after the timeout. McDonald cannot foul without sending the Orioles to the line. Brenner Myers right side. Up top, Logan Gray. He's really sparked the offense here in the second half. Flip back up top to Myers. With 27 seconds to play. Logan Gray will hold high on the right, and they're going to walk this clock down.
Can't give up a three here.
And now another timeout taken by Coach Dakota Nichols. Another minute timeout. We'll step out and be back in 1 minute once again on WOGO.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Team fouls even at 7 apiece. McDonald leads 56-54 over Stanley Boyd. The Orioles will be inbounding from beside their own bench once again. 15.6 seconds left. Logan Gray into Jackson Gint. 12 seconds left. They'll drop it down. And Myers up to Gimp. Left side, Gray. Down to Hole. Hole along the baseline. Has good position. He's tied up. He'll throw it up and count the basket.
No way.
It looked like the foul was clearly on the ground, and instead, with 2.4 seconds left, they're going to count the basket, and Hole's going to be at the line with a free throw to potentially win it. I absolutely cannot believe that call.
Like it was almost a hell ball or a foul on the ground there for a minute.
Hole, the free throw is good. 57-56. And McDonald will take a timeout with 2.4 seconds left. 60-second break. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO. McDonald now trails 57-56 and only 2.4 seconds left coming out of the timeout. And to say the least, a very unfortunate turn of events, as it sure looked like Charlie Hole was, if not tied up, fouled clearly on the ground. Again, no continuation in high school, but he muscles the ball up, scores, goes to the line, hits the free throw, three-point play. In a two-point ball game, gives the Orioles the lead, and they're 2.4 seconds away from splitting the season series against McDonald. Full court man-to-man, Carson Galvez will inbound. Galvez running the baseline, holding, waiting, still looking, throws it high at midcourt. Jordan Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier to win the game, and the ball rims in and out. Oh, a great look for McDonald at the buzzer, perfectly executed. And Mittermeier's shot pops in and out.
Oh, man. In and out it went. What a battle. What a battle.
Robbed by the rim at the end. McDonald falls 57-56 to the Stanley Boyd Orioles, who are now 12-9 on the season, 7-3, and still in contention in the conference standings. McDonald falls to 13-8. And now 5-5 in conference. We'll step out and be back after this with the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. Stats, highlights, analysis, all coming up. A one-point loss for McDonald, 57-56. We're back in three.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome me into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. 57-56, a very entertaining ball game, but McDonald comes up short. And again, not to dwell on the point, but it's tough when a call that, at least again from our perspective, seems like it was missed, gives the other team a lead too. I mean, it's difficult, but again, let yourself be put in that position as well too, where you had chances to execute offensively down the stretch, and you know, one more bucket makes it a 4 or 5 point game rather than a 2 point game that gave them a chance to get a 3 point play.
Right, and I mean we're up here, so he was closer than us to give him that, but you're used to seeing that call being called on the ground, no continuation. But like I said, you know, we're up here.
Yeah, and again,
and at the end of the day, we got to make that free throw beforehand.
Well, I mean, and give credit to Hole as well too. A pressure free throw. Said he'd only been to the line once and missed. I believe that was on an N1 as well, and he missed that free throw too. 67% foul shooter. In fact, I believe he missed two free throws
earlier too.
So again, 0-for-2 at the line. Hole, just a sophomore again, young player, and man,
he's
that free throw
player.
Looked good.
Yeah, he's a smart player, and that free throw compared to the two that he had missed earlier in the game, he took that last one that he made there a little bit slower. He took a breath, looked at the rim, where those other two, he kind of just went quick at the line there. But McDonald shot the ball well from three. Free throws, I think we missed one.
But overall, pretty solid.
Yeah, pretty solid. I mean, it was a battle. We had bloody noses and bruised elbows there that game. But you just go on to the next game. You can't do anything about this one. let's go on to the next game and win that one.
And again, for McDonald, you're battling through an incredibly tough conference schedule and trying to do everything you can as well to make the best case, I guess, not to the coaches, but to the computers for seeding as well, too, and hoping to get the best possible seed. And McDonald's challenged themselves this year with their non-conference schedule and, of course, the Western Clover Belt, a gauntlet as always. And so we'll see how it all shakes out here at the end. There have been some quality wins. There have been some ones they wish they could have back, but... Again, very, very rarely. I think maybe the first Regis game, about the only one where you'd say they really weren't in it. Other than that, I mean, a lot of these tight losses, close losses where
under six,
things
under five,
just haven't
under
gone
four.
Their way.
Yeah. And you know, going into pretty soon the playoffs here, I mean, you look at that, and if they can just keep that defense going, I mean, they're stopping teams from scoring their averages. I don't know what Stanley's average was, maybe around this, but at the end of the day, just keep a little momentum going on the offensive side here.
When you look, oh, go ahead.
Sorry, you like to look down, and Nathan shot the ball well today. I mean, very well. I think he was the initial spark that got Kel going. Cooper had 5 points, but you look at all the things he did without shooting, setting guys up and getting them going defensively. He was great. Eli hit a three. Mason had a bucket underneath. Grant had a bucket underneath. It's all spread out, and I think that's what Coach Schilling likes to see is, you know, a few guys with either double digits or high single digits.
Let's look at the leading scorers here on both sides. Again, just a competitive game as you look at three different players in double figures for McDonald, three different players in double figures for Stanley Boyd. Again, one of those games, too, where it's a shame that somebody has to lose it because it was back and forth. I think McDonald's biggest lead of the night was 8 points, and they had that a couple times. And again, punching and counterpunching, each team making a run at times. Charlie Hole, again, such a talent, 6'7". Sophomore, so athletic. He had 17 points, 10 for Josiah Dembski, but 15 for Logan Gray, as we'll pause for a moment here, and head coach Adam Schilling will join us, so we'll get his headset set up here, and we'll have Coach Schilling join us here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, as yours truly gets the headset plugged in, and we will get Coach Schilling on with us here on WOGO. And Coach, just commenting as well, too, that this was, again, a very competitive ball game, went down to the wire, and every time you made a run, Stanley Boyd would respond, and vice versa. Tough way for it to end at the end. Certainly a whistle at the end that we saw a little bit differently. But, again, there were opportunities down the stretch, maybe offensively, where you say, hey, I wish we could have been up by a couple possessions and maybe not put ourselves in a position for an end one to beat us.
Yeah, we just don't have a lot of margin for error. I mean, when we are missing free throws, missing layups, you've really put yourself in a tough spot. And when you're on the road and you're playing a good team, it's just a tough situation. We do not rebound well. Then again, our offense is just, it's really inconsistent. So it's tough to, it's tough to bounce back from those types of things. That's a tough loss. We've had a lot of these losses this year.
We were just talking about that. Other than maybe that first game against Regis, you really haven't been in a game where it's, hey, we weren't ever really in this one. And obviously you played Regis much, much closer and tougher the second time. When you look at this game and what your team is doing well at this point of the season, where do you say, hey, guys, we can be proud of this aspect? Obviously, the heart, the effort, the hustle, we certainly saw that.
I think some of our young guys are stepping up and playing well. We got to get some guys to make some plays. And, again, it comes down to putting the time in, working at it. And I don't know that we have a lot of that, honestly. So we need to get some guys coming in the gym here these last couple weeks and see how far we can take this.
And finally, Coach, as you get to, again, that final run of the gauntlet that is the Western Clover Belt, get closer to those seeding meetings and things like that. what do you expect maybe from your senior class this year? Because when you're looking for leadership, usually that the seniors are where you're looking to get that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm looking for them to step up. I think we need some seniors to step up, and some of those guys have played in big games. Some of those guys have played varsity for 4 years.
Yeah.
And they got to play like it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll see you again soon.
Great. Thank you, guys.
We love you, Coach.
Thanks, man.
That's head coach Adam Schilling here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Again, we will take a quick break after we give you those highlights and get you those highlights, but after we take a look at the leading scorers. So again, just going back to Stan Lloyd, 17 for Charlie Hole and 15 for Logan Gray. He had 11 in the second half, and he was just so impactful in the second half, that senior. Again, that's a young Stanley Boyd team, but the senior really stepped up and did some excellent things. 8 points in the second half for Josiah Dembski, who only had 2 in the first half and left with injury as well. Good to see him back out there, and he really, again, attacked the rack. 7 different players scored for Stanley Boyd. 6 points for Brenner Myers, both from the three, and again, those threes just hurt when he knocked them down. 5 for Troy Haas, 2 apiece for Jackson Gint and Storm Teary. And again, in a one-point ball game, you think about every single possession where, hey, you let a guy get loose and he hits an open three, or what, you let a guy get a second chance point as well, too. And it goes both ways, but again, you think about those a little bit more when it's a one-point game.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, we talked earlier, too, before the game started, how our Lady Macs, the girls, everything went their way towards the end of their Fall Creek game.
That was an incredible game.
This one did not for our boys.
Yeah.
But just like Coach Schilling said, we talked about, move on to the next game and get ready to prepare for the playoffs, get some senior leadership going here, and let's make a run.
7 different players scored for McDonald, 3 in double figures, led by Nathan Hazel with 15 points. And I'm actually going to check real quick here, live on the air, of course, but I'm going to check the stats and see if that is a career high for Nathan Hazel. Again, he was just phenomenal. And yes, I do believe, according to Wisports.net, what I have here is former career high was 12 points. So career high of 15 points for Nathan Hazel. So again, he was just really cooking and been inserted in the starting lineup. I think this is the third game in a row that he started and really paid some dividends. Cale Holm had 13 points, 12 for Carson Galvez, all in the second half. What a huge spark he was for the McDonald offense in the second half. 7 for Eli Stepp. Speaking of sparks, he was great off the bench. 5 in the first half. 5 points for Cooper Mittermeier, 2 for Mason Bussey, 2 for Grant Smisky. Again, if you're watching the replay later on of this one, WOGO Sports YouTube channel, how close it was, how McDonald, with 2.4 seconds left, full court man-to-man, was able to get 2 passes, cover the length of the court, and have a wide-open corner three for Cooper Mittermeier, your senior, and it just popped out.
If, I mean, if that would have went in, I think your table would have been flipped over here.
I think so. I think so.
Great game.
We'll hear those second half highlights in just a moment. Again, this is the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 2 minutes to put a bow on this one from Stanley Boyd.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories, and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Second half highlights here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Let's hear how the second half sounded on WoGo Sports. Base in the first half. Nathan Hazel looking for his second three of the night. You bet. Nathan Hazel. Giogio, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 1 minute into the second half. McDonald with a three-point advantage, 25-22, trying to sweep the season series against Stanley Boyd. A very young, very talented team. Cale Holm in rhythm for three. Oh, my goodness. Cale Holm, that was a deep one from the left wing.
Shoot it from the same spot. They both go.
And Hazel. Six-point lead for McDonald. To answer for three, right corner, no. Rebound tug out of there by Cooper Mittermeier to Nathan Hazel. Hazel left side into the lane, going in hard, goes strong off the glass and scores. Nathan Hazel, first McDonald player in double digits. Five in each half and a lot of time left to go. Once again, 32-30. McDonald scored the first 8 points of the second half. Now an eight-point run for Stanley Boyd. Cale Holm falling away from three, straight on, straight in. Holm says, give me the ball.
Cale is looking in rhythm this game.
Cooper Mittermeier, right side to Sikora, outside the arc. Sikora guarded by Logan Gray. Crosses over on him, into the lane, spins. Kick out, left side, Hazel, left corner, three, got it! Nathan Hazel, another triple. High-point game, 42-37. Back to Grant Smisky. More than the opportunity with WoGo Sports in a moment when we get a stoppage. Smisky, kick right corner. Carson Galvez for three. Rattles it in. Carson, the triple.
I was just going to say, Caleb, I don't know how much they're going to get out of Carson. He's playing with an ankle about the size of a baseball plus the bloody nose. But
Myers, his second three. Just can't leave that young man open. Carson Galvez feeling it. He hits two in a row. Right wing bomb for Carson. Grant Smisky at the foul line. Out to Carson Galvez. Galvez down the lane. Lost the handle for a moment. Flips back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier gets his man in the air. Back to Carson. Carson looking for that third three. He's still hot. Carson Galvez.
Pumped up.
51-44 McDonald. Carson goes in high at the right block. Kick out, Eli Stepp. Big ball fake. Eli goes hard down the rim. Slides one up and in for two. Oh, my goodness. Eli Stepp.
No fear by Eli. That was a good take.
Fire. On top, Jordan Sikora. Under 3.5 to play. Now they get a post feed to Carson Galvez. Gets his man up in the air. And down the basket. And a foul and one. Carson Galvez cooking in the second half. And Dad thought maybe that 1-3 would be enough for him. Second half for Carson Galvez. Very entertaining game. And Kurt, as always, thank you so much for jumping in on the broadcast here. I don't know what it is when you and I do games together that McDonald loses by one possession and misses a three at the buzzer. I don't know. Maybe it's just a matter of us doing it together. But again, this is clearly two very talented teams squaring off here. And when you play in a conference like this, it does battle test you for the postseason, and we're certainly hoping for that for McDonald, that they are galvanized and ready to go when we get into the tournament.
Yeah, I think we'll be ready. And I said that after the Boomer game, you know, we'll be okay. Like Coach Hilling said, you know, we need a little bit more on offense consistency, but you see it coming together.
Yeah.
That defense is still great, you know.
And they hang their hat on that too, but it's just, you know, the multiple phases, the two sides. So
we'll be okay. We'll be okay. Well, let's make a run on the playoffs and I won't be the bad luck with you anymore. Get Mark back up here.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he'll go on vacation or something like that. Right. As always, thank you to our on-site video producer, Sam Aberle, on the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Also, Carter Jagger keeping things running smoothly at the WOGO Radio Home Studios in Halley. We'll get a podcast of this one up available later at WOGO.com. But again, remember, you can watch the replay on the WOGO Radio Facebook page, or please subscribe WOGO Sports on YouTube. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Macs fall on the road to Stanley Boyd. It's Stanley Boyd 57, McDonald 56. You're on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This has been McDonald Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Stanley.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.